Well, Morris, I know what, it mightn't be quite as long as 65 that Mayo are trying to bridge this afternoon, but 35 years since Erin Gale's last in the final, obviously a big weekend for the club.
Indeed it is, Tom. It's a massive weekend for the club. Not alone for ourselves as a group, but for the whole community in general. It's been great excitement and a great build-up for them, you know.
Yeah, and I was just reading, you haven't been in a final since 81.
No, that's the last time, yeah, that the club were in a final was 1981.
Good. So obviously that makes it obviously extra special. Tell me a little about this team of yours.
We have a nice mix, I suppose. They won the minor championships in 2012 and 2014, and there's a few of that team. There's Jack McCann, Ryan Lyons, Tommy McCaffrey, that are all representing Fermanagh at different levels. And then there was a minor team in 2014. That, you know, some of those lads are coming through as well, but there's a good mix there of some of the older lads that are still there. They won the intermediate championship in it was 9 or 10, I think, and Mark Lyons, Damien Lyons, Seamus Ryder, those lads are still there from that team. So, you know, there's a nice mix there.
Yeah, and the campaign so far, of course, got to the semi-final last year. So, Buzz, you did come close last year to making it to the final, but have had a couple of good victories this year. Tell me who you beat.
Well, the first day we beat Irvinstown in Derrigonley in the quarter final. Irvinstown were the intermediate champions last year, and in fairness, we give, you know, one of our better performances of the year, you know. I suppose then we progressed to meet Rosslea in the semi-final, and I suppose after last year, feeling that we let it slip the first day in the drawing game, it was a bit of an important milestone for this group to get over the line against Rosslea.
Yeah, because Rosslea have been the big team in Fermanagh, haven't they, in recent years?
Well, Rosslea would have, yes, they would have won, you know, probably 4 championships out of the last 6, I think it is, you know. But we feel that, you know, this group can compete with anybody on their day.
Yeah, and tell me, as we said, Derrigonally, the champions, they've been up there as well, I suppose, at the top table for a few years.
Well, Derrigonley, I suppose Derrigonley are the, you know, where you want to be if you were to ask for the perfect club, both on and off the field. Their facilities, their teams, they're competing at all levels for county titles, and you know, they set the benchmark for every club in Fermanagh, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I read where they're going in as favourites as well. I'm sure you won't mind that.
Look, you know, favourites, yes, and justifiably so. They've won the championship last year, defeating Rosslea by, I don't know, was it 8, 9 points in the final. A very good side. They won the double last year. They won the league as well. So, you know, they're the county champions, and the county champions are always, you know, judged to be the best team in the county. And, you know, we're hoping that we can put in a performance tomorrow that'll leave us there or thereabouts.
Yeah, and obviously, as we mentioned at the outset, great buzz, great excitement around the village of Ballyken and the whole parish and the whole area. How do you quell that so that, you know, the occasion doesn't get to the players tomorrow?
Well, you know, we've dealt with this as a group together. We've discussed this. I mean, this is great. There's no doubt about that. It is great for the parish, for everybody, you know, but from our point of view, we have to stick to the structure that has served us well all season and play our football within that structure, prepare for the game, give a performance, and as I said before, you know, hopefully delivering that performance, it'll leave us there or thereabouts.